full meal now. They probably have no cooking over there.
I'm gonna see that shit.
What's full meal?
I'm not charging it.
It's expensive.
Yeah, let's start out with that one and then change.
Down there, we like the market or something down there by your place.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
I am here this morning to provide a summary of the public hearing we held on Saturday, April the 5th, 2007, at the Indian River Volunteer Fire Company in Oak Orchard in regards to a proposed expansion of the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District. You may recall that I was here on January 23rd, 2007, and requested permission to prepare and post notices for a proposed expansion. And at that time, we had a district boundary that ran along both sides of Route 24 and on both sides of Oak Orchard Road. And at the January public hearing, you all requested that we add the Captain's Grant subdivision and include those in our efforts to develop an estimated cost to serve the proposed expansion area.
Where's the Catholic Church in there? The church?
Mary Mother of Peace Church is right here on this
okay.
square right here. This is the proposed Royal Farm Store, the Nanticoke Indian Museum.
Oh, that's pretty well done.
Okay, thank you.
We had 117 persons attending the public hearing, plus representatives from the county, from the state, and the engineering firm of Whitman Reichwart and Associates. I've provided you with a copy of the PowerPoint presentation that was given, and I'll sort of run through that and tell you what was discussed. The first slide of the PowerPoint presentation was an overview of the existing Oak Orchard Sewer District and the proposed expansion area, which is located approximately north of the existing district. Second slide was the agenda for the day. And I will use that to go through the remaining of the slides if you want to just kind of thumb through as I go through. The Sussex County engineer, Mike Izzo, opened the public hearing, explained that it was a formal public hearing, that it was one of the legal processes, one of the legal steps necessary for expansion of sewer district boundaries. And he noted that the purpose of the public hearing was to discuss the proposed boundaries and receive information from the public, whether they wish to be included and so forth. Let's see, the second slide included page three, the third slide included the proposed boundary, which I described, included River Village, Captain's Grant, Oak Orchard West, Oak Meadows, proposed developments of Nantigo, Oak Landing, Riverside Plaza, includes the Catholic Church, the proposed Royal Farm Store, so forth. Mr. Ron Graber from the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control was the third person on the agenda. He did not have copies of his slides, but he did have a slide projector, PowerPoint slideshow. Mr. Graber discussed the pollution control strategy that's coming for the Inland Bays area. He generally noted that efforts to remove nutrients from the Inland Bays watershed through establishing maximum daily load limits and approving a pollution control strategy could result in the area having to have more efficient upgraded septic systems that include nutrient removal in their design. He expected or thought that DENREC would require existing septic systems throughout the Inland Bays watershed to be replaced completely within 15 years or sooner if systems failed. And he explained that the more efficient systems with the nutrient removal would, they thought, add perhaps $5,000 to $8,000 to the cost of a conventional septic system. He also commended Sussex County for its efforts to lower septic tanks in the Inland Bays watershed. He thought we've been very successful with that. For the fourth item on the agenda, Mr. Dennis Hassan, engineer from Whitman Reichhardt and Associates, presented a proposed layout for pipelines and pump stations. That's on page 4. Generally, it's 8, 10, 12-inch gravity lines, and two pump stations are proposed to serve the area with one area of smaller grinder pumps to serve a few lots on the north end of the district along Legion Road. Russell Archett discussed developer contributions and noted that approximately $500,000 are proposed to be received from developers to help build some of the infrastructure, as well as a developer building one of the main pump stations and a proposed force main that will connect to the existing force main. And the developer contributions will be used to further fund and provide for an additional force main extension so that we will end up with two force mains serving the Oak Orchard Sewer District. Mr. Gary Tung, Director of Utility Permits, discussed the finer points of Sussex County's billing methods for sewer service, how we do front footage assessments, what they're based on, how we do service charges for operations charges, and he discussed the estimated charges within the proposed expansion area, and noted that based on the construction cost, so forth, the number of EDUs in the front footage assessment in the proposed area, the estimated annual charge for a lot with a home having 100 foot of frontage is $1,155. He noted that a hookup permit fee would be $100 for the plumber to make the connection. And we have an estimated systems connection charge, one-time systems connection fee, like an impact fee, of $3,300. Mike Izzo, County Engineer, on page 8, outlined the proposed schedule, possible project schedule, that included the boundary hearing on April 21st, presentation of a summary of that hearing to County Council on April 24th, and possible action either today or on the following Tuesday on May 1st. And he noted that if it's approved, a possible project startup could be as early as the spring of 2001. We then turn to questions and comments from the audience. And Mr. Russell Archett, Assistant County Engineer, read one written comment that we received, which was basically a restatement of from the managing partner of Driftwood Village, restating that they wish to be included in the expansion area. There were 17 persons that had questions or comments, and two had checked. Of those 17, two had checked the sign-in sheet to speak. Of the two checking the sign-in sheet, one declined to speak when called on, and another was a Mr. Maurice Mosley along Legion Road. He requested to be excluded from the sewer district and also requested that his children's parcels be excluded. He had a large parcel at the curve on Legion Road, and he lives there, and he's subdivided the large parcel into three smaller parcels of several acres each and has given those to his children. Let's see, Captain's Grant, we counted 58 persons attending the hearing. Generally, six persons from Captain's Grant spoke against being included in the sewer district or had concerns with the cost and so forth. None from Captain's Grant requested to be included in the sewer district. And generally, the rest of the persons that were speaking or had questions were generally positive. We felt that more than a majority of those speaking were positive for the expansion area. And with that, Mike Izzo, the Sussex County engineer, closed the public hearing. Following the public hearing, the engineering department met with, and by the way, I need to jump back to the agenda. I just forgot. County Administrator Mr. Dave Baker was with us on Saturday sitting at the head table. We were very fortunate to have him with us, helping us with the tougher questions and so forth. I forgot to mention that. After the public hearing, we met to discuss what we had heard at the public hearing and to make a recommendation on what we thought the boundaries should be. And the decision of the Sussex County Engineering Department and with agreement with the county administrator, we recommend to revise the proposed boundaries to exclude lands of Maurice Mosley. And his lands are the ones shown in white in this area. Mr. Mosley has the small parcel here, right at the corner on the curve on Legion Road, and the three larger parcels he has subdivided and given those to his children. And he indicated at two points during the public hearing that he did not wish to have sewer or be included in the district. We are also recommending that Captain's Grant, right here, be removed from the proposed expansion area. The estimated construction cost to serve the proposed expansion area with Captain's Grant included was about $18 million. Removing Captain's Grant will lower the price by about would lower the price by approximately $4 million. When estimates were done that developed the annual cost estimate of $1,155, removing Captain's Grant does not make a significant difference to the annual charge. It only lowers it by about $15 a year.
Rob, we're coming from the original Oak Orchard District, straight up, I guess. I mean, heading toward 24. The pipe's going to run by Captain Grant. Is that correct? If we include them or disclude them? I mean, if we don't include them in this?
There will be a pipe in Oak Orchard Road, a gravity line, and hopefully adding capacity in the rest of the system, we'll be able to do that. We just would not put collection lines in Captain's Grant at this time.
But the pipe, I'm sure would design it, so if they ever had problems, we would be able to pick them up. That's right.
We would do the best we can to include capacity for something later. Okay. Don't know that it would be less expensive, though.
And those lots you're saying, that's a gentleman that has a family in the
here?
Right?
Mr. Maurice Mosley owns this small parcel. Actually, this was all one large parcel. And he has his house here, and then each of his children have been given one of the three larger parcels.
That also, that property also could be included at a later date if there was a change in use for
it. It could be. The proposal was to serve this area with each lot having a grinder pump and a 2-inch force main pumping back to gravity collection system in Legion Road. And it would just take out four of those grinder pumps, but we would still serve some of the other parcels in the area with grinder pumps and the force main. I would presume they could be added at a later time.
So if he subdivides later, 10 years from now or 15, because I know it's long.
He was adamant that that's not going to happen, but yes.
And we have a letter from the Homeowners Association of Captain's Grant opposed to
we have a letter from the Homeowners Association of Captain's Grant stating that they did not wish to be included in the expansion or have sewer. Any other questions? I think that we would ask that you accept the boundaries based on our recommendation and as presented, or provide direction for any changes. And then after we have a decision from you all, I could return next week with a formal resolution that is the final boundary, and it would include a map of the final boundary. And I would come back in next Tuesday for final approval.
Your recommendation just in the yellow there?
Yes, sir.
You're excluding Captain's Grant and the other parcel. Only what's yellow?
Just the yellow. Just the yellow. It would exclude Captain's Grant and the four Mosley parcels.
I guess my question is with Captain Grant, is there any systems in there failing or not? Or are the systems all good, even though it's hooked right up to the
I don't recall that we've heard of any systems failing in Captain's Grant.
And the soils, that means people have checked the quality of the soils calls for what standard systems? You know?
I don't know.
They're
older, I would think the majority are standard septics, but
new regulations, it's not real smart to be left out. What was the average cost per homeowner in there? Does anybody have that? Was there an average or something in Captain's Grant?
Estimated annual charge of $1,155.
Just for Captain's Grant?
No.
Nobody calculated what an average would have been for.
Well, you got a minimum of 40 feet, so was it 450 of front footage?
What size lots are they?
The lots in there run around, I think, about 120 front feet.
Front feet.
But we do have a 100-foot cap on the front footage, so the 100-foot ends up being the one that would apply here.
So they would be
as long as council continues the program.
Right. They would be about $1,000 then.
$9,600.
Yeah, $1,155, or that was our estimate. Right. And that's based on the funding that we know we have now. As council knows, we continue to look for better funding and try to put together the best package we can when the sewer goes in.
Would cost about $100 a month for sewer.
Yes.
Yes.
And there was a question about the soils there. John, we received a letter from Denrec addressing three communities. I can't remember. Was Captain's Grant one of them?
Yes.
Yeah, there was three communities that Denrec did ask us to look at because of concerns with septic systems or something. I can't remember the exact wording, but Captain's Grant was one of them. But again, we have never received support from them for this. And as Rob reported at the public hearing, those that spoke from there, none were in favor of sewer. So it's your call if you want to put them in there. That's why we're proposing this today, giving you our recommendation. You all can,
if it's put in, it can be taken out later.
Like.
If it's not put in, it can't be put in later.
Well, we can expand the district boundaries later. The sewer can be extended at any time in
right,
there
but the cost
if this moves forward.
I know for the county to do a project, we usually do not usually just one subdivision. The cost associated with just doing that later on would be.
The cost might be higher. Yes.
Well, this is a public hearing. Why don't we?
No.
What's the cost?
Public hearing was closed on Saturday.
Okay.
As far as
all right.
There was one other individual who asked, who owns several lots across from the proposed,
Oak Landing.
Oak Landing. And there are several lots in here. He has to be.
He has to be included.
His lot's taken out. But, we did not recommend that. He's here today.
Why didn't you recommend taking those out?
Well, there, I think there's 13 lots there altogether, contiguous, 11 lots. And two.
Three of them are undeveloped lots.
You want to say?
At this time, they are not going to be developed. The extra burden, $1,100 a year for the undeveloped lots will force us to develop those lots.
He only pays front footage, not, I mean, he wouldn't pay the whole total.
It would be less than $1,100 because, yes, he only pays the front footage.
That's correct.
I had a question. If Captain's Grant stayed in, would it measurably change the cost to each person in the district?
It's about $15 a year difference.
Oh.
It lowers the construction cost by $4 million, but it also takes users out.
One of the things Mr. Graber mentioned was that, and Mr. Davis just mentioned, that the cost of an advanced treatment system for a septic replacement system, which he said with the proposed regulations will be required and within 15 years, would cost $10,000 plus, you know, to just to replace a conventional septic system. With what in the proposed regulations would be required to be done within 15 years. Plus, there would be a $300 to $500 charge every 3 years for pump out and also an inspection of their existing septic system. So that was one point he tried to make. But again, you know, there were a number of people there from that Captain's Grant that expressed opposition to it, and we have a letter from the homeowners. I would like to thank the engineering department for their work. They do an excellent job with these presentations. Not everybody agrees with everyone there agrees with the proposal, but they do an excellent job at the hearings. Mr. Izzo, Mr. Archett, and Mr. Davis, and everyone there comes and helps.
All right, Mr. Baker, at this point, we've just had a summary today, right? And now we have to put it back on the agenda in the future to...
Nope. We could vote on today.
I have a motion.
Yep.
It's... Or you can wait till... You can wait another week to... Huh?
13 lots.
We have...
We need to come back with a resolution and a formal resolution with the revised description and
permission to get that resolution.
You've got to come back anyway.
Yeah, we need a decision by next Tuesday, right?
Yes, to be within our 30-day.
If that property owner with the 13 lots who has requested to be excluded wasn't excluded, does it substantially affect the cost to the rest of the folks? I mean, we usually tried to almost bend over backwards to try to accommodate folks. I'm kind of curious why we have not accommodated this request.
You're speaking of the lots across from Oak Landing. There's several owners there. There's 11 parcels and several owners. I'm not sure the exact count, but they're different. They're each owned individually. Some own more than one parcel.
I'm sure... What I'd just like to add, I mean, I'm sure that you can't kind of pick and choose, because obviously the sewer line's got to go past all the properties, and then you start having these holes in there, and if sewer is necessary for the homes that are there, they're going to be necessary for the future homes that will be there. So take it apart piece by piece, I guess, is my
I got the
concern.
There was a block of lots, but it's not that case. There's
two.
They're hitting it.
There's several of them. He's talking about specifically about this. Rob is concerned.
Yes.
This gentleman gets referring to one of these. So
this one?
It's undeveloped.
I really need for him to come forward and state his name.
This is not a public hearing, though. That's up to you all, but the public hearing is closed.
Part of the problem, gentlemen, is again because we put such an emphasis on front footage, it's
capped it though.
okay. Because we put such an emphasis on front footage, it puts a burden on a lot of people who own vacant lots like he does. It puts them in a situation where it's not, I don't believe it's equitable. We ought to be trying again, shift to the service charge. People who actually are using the service should be the ones paying for most of it, and we shouldn't be putting a financial burden on just vacant parcels, encouraging them that they have to either sell or develop because they may want to keep it. They might want a little land around them, and the system we have doesn't encourage a gentleman like this to, you know, or it just doesn't make it attractive to have that land around him anymore. He moved out in the country to get away from a lot of it, and now we penalize him. So, but we need a sewer. We shouldn't be taking out these chunks like Captain's Grant and even Mr. Mosley, who I know very well, and know those are big parcels, but still.
Mr. Davis, what's the front footage? What's the front footage cost per linear foot?
I believe the estimate was about $9.25 a front foot.
No, $8.66.
$8.66 with Captain's Grant included.
$8.66.
So if he's got a 100-foot lot, it's going to cost him $866.
$866.
For an undeveloped lot.
Including with Captain's Grant numbers in. Well, it goes up a little bit with that.
See, the service charge, Dale, the guy next door who has a house in the same size lots paying the $800 plus only $200 and some because he's got the sewer. The people using the system ought to be, we need to be shift the financial burden to the users and take it off the front footage. We're not doing
it. What we've done over the last few years is move the treatment cost to the service charge.
Runs in front of them, though, George?
I didn't say take it away 100%, did I? I said it needs a shift, the financial burden from front footage to the users, the people using the system and that are actually
on the treatment part. The and
what we've done over
treatment and transport.
Because there's no, I mean, you always have to go by one guy to get the next guy. So really, the front footage and all this stuff about the sewer system doesn't mean much to me because
I'm sure a utility building would love it.
Pardon me?
I'm sure a utility building would love it.
No, you just all you have to do is shift the formulas.
I understand.
What? Costs the same to make it, but you got
to use. Put the 100-foot cap on it, though.
It's not. I know. It's still $800. I mean, with the cost of front footage charge. Now, it wouldn't be bad, Dave, in some of these older districts, where you're seeing $1 and $2 and maybe or something. But when you're up to $8, and these new systems, there are new areas we go into. Everything's higher, a lot higher. So, but it's just it's not equitable.
No free money.
Right. Yeah, you go down to Bethany Beach, you go into and some of these subdivisions like Salt Pond, they're paying next to nothing. They're paying under $1 in some of our sewer districts.
But they got free money. Those days are gone.
Doesn't matter, I know, but we got to shift now. We just need to shift the burden to the people using the system, not the front footage.
They run you out of town.
Because some guy might be penalized just because of the way his lot's been laid out. And the guy next door could, you know, have a huge house and a pie-shaped front or something like that, and he gets away with the a lot less cost.
As you're aware, I think we have moved in the last few years and moving more to the treatment part of the cost at a service charge, which is the per user, the user fee. But still, in a project like this, where it's all where we have to borrow a lot of money, when you're looking at $18 million and we end up borrowing almost $15 million of that, we have to spread the cost out. And the value of the lots also increases as a result of having central sewer available. I understand, and then the problem with averaging, if we average with existing sewer districts on this part of the cost, then some of those districts have been paying for a number of years. Others had grant money. Some at substantial amounts of grant money, so it increases their cost and decreases the new users, the new districts. So, I mean, it is a tough problem.
Rate structure has got to be uniform too.
Right. We do have a rate consultant who is
shift it to the user. It'll be uniform, the same formula for everybody when you're a user.
Well,
and reduce
the hearing on a particular application is not.
I understand that
point to do that.
I understand. I make the point many times at other opportunities too. Just emphasizes it.
Okay. They don't pay anything. So you're going to come back next week with a resolution?
Can I? I have a motion. Let me read that.
I'm sorry.
I have a motion.
Excuse me. I need to hear what Mr. Davis is saying.
I have a motion, if you would like me to read that, which would lead us to coming back next week.
Yep. I think keep
moving. Okay, so in other words, we have no public hearing on this, we just vote on it, and that's...
Yes, we have to make up our mind.
Public hearing is held.
Right.
Public hearing was Saturday, so this would be an extension. If the council approved it, it would be an extension of the Oak Orchard Sewer District.
Mr. Dukes, we have to prepare a formal resolution for the council to consider, which has that long legal description, and Rob needs direction from you so that we can prepare that if it takes
what's going to be in or what's going to be out.
Right. So, and that gives us a week to be able to do it. So basically, we're asking you today to make a decision on what the boundaries are, and then we'll prepare a resolution to present to you next week to adopt. That's what Rob's doing.
I don't want to give a motion that he's prepared to read, offer suggestions about what will be in and what will be out.
Yes.
Based on their recommendations, what he just said, right?
Yes.
The map, what we're looking at. That's what they're recommending.
Well, basically what you're saying is the all yellow.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I think all of them should be included.
Whether it's in the yellow or the white. 13 lots is in the yellow or the white.
I guess my thought is that you move forward with preparing, understanding that just because we're authorizing you to prepare doesn't mean there's going to be three votes here to support it when it's finally presented. I know that's... doesn't give you the assurances that you want.
I think you need more specificity than that, because when they come with a formal resolution, it has to be exact as to the boundaries of the district. You
right.
can't, if they come back next week with a resolution that's not approved, then
what?
You missed your 30-day window, and you got to start the whole process over.
Correct.
So we don't have the luxury of dilly-dallying on that. You need to tell the engineering department today what's going to be included so they can do the resolution, and next week is the last opportunity to do that.
Now, this, okay. That 30-day window began on what day?
From the date it was posted.
Which was, we posted on April the 3rd.
That's per the state law, Mr. Foles.
Down nitty-gritty.
Be.
Read your motion. As far as I'm concerned, but that's me.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council directs the Sussex County Engineering Department to prepare a resolution for the boundaries of the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District expansion area as presented on April 24th, 2007.
Didn't want to prepare it again.
So moved, Mr. President.
Do this today.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by...
Okay.
Y'all silent?
So
I cannot make a mark, I cannot do.
Huh? Gentlemen, you got to make a decision. Keep moving. Let's go. I mean, if you don't want the 13 lots, take them out. And the engineering recommended. George, you're always supporting engineering. So jump in here on a second. Okay.
Do I have something in motion?
I'll second it.
Thank you.
As the recommendation is, Mr. Cole?
Okay. Well, the motion was to adopt the, as was proposed by our staff.
Okay.
Right?
Could I ask one question?
Yes, sir.
So your direction from that motion would be to not include Captain's Grant, not include Mr. Mosley's properties?
Correct.
Right. That's it.
Everything that's yellow there.
Everything that's yellow here, and leave the lots in that we
yes,
talked
sir.
About earlier.
Yes, okay. Yes sir.
The motion.
Okay.
Because this system, this is not even going to be, if everything goes like we planned, until 2011. Is that correct?
At the earliest, yes, sir.
It's 2000. Correct. That's so approximately 4 or 5 years out.
Okay, gentlemen, I have a motion. Mr. Jones, second Mr. Cole, to adopt the resolution, the recommendation that Mr. Davis just read of the proposed boundary expansion. Any more questions on the motion? Mr. Cole?
Well, I'm not real crazy about what we're doing here. We're taking out some things, and we shouldn't be. We probably should be, when we create sewer districts, we ought to be just taking them in the areas in their entirety, because this is the environmentally sensitive area, and there is a lot of development, like in places like Captain's Grant. I can understand Mr. Mosley and his vacant parcels and his large parcels, but we've got to look, I think, change some of the things we're doing, because business as usual doesn't seem to be working. But I'll support the staff's recommendations on their sewer district boundaries for this proposed extension.
Mr. Phillips?
Based on the recommendation of the engineering department, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
I vote no, because I thought the guy with 13 lots could have got out.
Jones?
Yes.
You made quite a forceful argument for that position.
I was just listening to you. My vote would be, I think the captain's grants make a mistake for coming out, because later down the road when they want to get in, it's going to cost them considerably more than what it, this right, would be today. But that's their decision, so with that, my vote is yes, motion's passed.
They'll do it all or none, you know.
Thank you.
Well, gentlemen, why don't we, if that's the way the feeling, if there's a consensus, then we ought to direct the staff to look to this and restructure things so that we take things all in, or it's all in or all out. It's none of this, because we're going to start getting here picking and choosing. It's going to be a mess.
I think that's reading the whole public hearings, Mr. Cole.
If you got problems, I'm more than capable of voting no next week. I mean, if you want to start this whole process over again, playing games.
You are improving the value of the person's property considerably.
But I don't appreciate this.
But you know what? There's more to life than improving their property. Sometimes they just want to have their property left alone.
I agree.
I agree.
I don't, you know.
Okay. I don't think nobody's assured how we're going to vote next week, so we'll have to wait and see.
Thanks, John.
This next matter is a public hearing on the Dagsboro-Frankford Sanitary Sewer District to annex Vines Creek Village into that district. We'll start with a presentation by Mr. Ashman, and following that presentation and any questions that councilmen may have of Mr. Ashman, we will open the floor to public comment if anyone is here regarding that matter. Mr. Ashman.
Good morning, John Ashman, Sussex County Engineering. I'm here for a Vines Creek Village annexation request. I was back here on March the 27th, and a motion was passed to proceed with preparing and posting notices for parcel 23311, parcel 158, which is the balance of this large parcel here. This is also part of the parcel that is already in the sewer district. It's located on State Route 20 and Armory Road, which is Armory Road, and State Route 26. Along with that, we had sent letters to surrounding neighbors on Stone Road, which will be able to receive service through this development along here. At that point in time, we got a letter from two parcels, these two, which we've chosen to exclude at that point. It's for 50 single-family lots. The annexation request was received on October 13th, 2006. The developer was subject to total system connection charges of $275,850 for 50 single-family lots at 5517 dollars.
Okay. Go ahead.
Questions?
Yeah.
Yes. Mr. Phillips.
We just had a big discussion about not putting little pockets in our district, and looks like we got a pocket here.
Yeah, this was a specific letter from the one landowner that has these two parcels that just absolutely does not want sewer.
We have a man who took the trouble to come here today that absolutely doesn't want sewer, and we wouldn't give him a pocket.
How can we justify letting him out with two parcels, and we got the guy before him had 13, and we told him no?
He actually only had one of the 11 parcels.
There's 13 lots there. That
he didn't represent the other.
Here we go again.
Yeah. Make believe he didn't.
Again, we are
consensus
actually
to want to change something. We just will flounder down this road, gentlemen. So unless now Mr. Phillips wants me to introduce something, but there's no sense introducing something unless there's a consensus of this council. And it doesn't. You don't hear anything. How do you get a consensus? So here we are again with the next one with a little vacant spot.
I'm not quite sure I follow where you are, Mr. Cole.
The consensus is what we've got, Dale, allows. The system we've have steered engineering department and the way the county has done it, we've allowed people to opt out. for no reasons other than they don't want to pay the, you know, thing or whatever. And so
we just took a vote on one that we didn't let them opt out, and then we're presented.
No, we had a large subdivision that opted
talking
out.
About
we had
the individual
Mr.
property owner, just like
no,
this.
No, I'm talking about whether it's individual or large. It doesn't matter. We ought to have a different approach to this whole thing, but until there's a consensus to want to do it, there's no sense introducing anything. But
that's a separate issue. What we have before us now is an exclusion of an individual parcel, two in this case.
Same owner, two parcels.
Correct. Okay, same owner. But yet, we denied the gentleman in the prior discussion the ability to opt out. And I'm just trying to figure out where engineering is coming up with that logic. I mean, what
it's
an
easy
way.
It's,
I mean,
this
guy
it's
got,
easy way out.
Is this guy got political influence? Is he done something to earn the right to be able to opt out where the other guy didn't?
The difference is this person has asked before we came before council to prepare and post notices. The other guy asked to opt out after the public hearing was already closed.
The other guy didn't?
The Oak Orchard
he did not approach the people at the public hearing until after the public hearing was closed.
Saturday.
Okay, all right. Oh, I didn't know that.
Thank you for your explanation. All right, that's good.
That's just people getting notified. I mean, that doesn't really mean anything. It's still.
Are there any other questions of Mr. Ashman? We need to open this to the public discussion if there are no more questions. I mean, if you do have questions, we'll certainly.
What's it? It's a single family home with a vacant lot next to it, right?
I believe so.
Right, yes. Right. So he basically is being penalized because the emphasis on what's the front footage here?
Pretty huge.
Anybody know?
Yeah.
Wait, we shall find out in a minute. Let's find out. Let's see if this is a reason he's opting out, or if he just doesn't want sewer. I don't know what. Let's just.
The pipe, John. The pipe is going to run in front of his house.
Pipe will run inside in front of his house. It will be sized to accept those properties in the future. There'll probably be a lateral there. All he has to do. The only thing we did was offer these people to not have to pay an annexation fee because it was already being done through the developer on the other parcel. So basically, he's going to have to pay an annexation fee if he ever wants his parcels included.
Well, let's just see if it's a front footage charge is high, low, whatever. See if that's the issue.
Is there any member of the public here who would like to be recognized to speak on this matter? Once again, is there any member of the public who would like to be heard concerning the proposal to add Vines Creek Village less the two parcels indicated in white to the Jagsboro-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District?
For or against?
For or against? You need to come up, sir, and state your name and your address before you state your position, because we have to be able later to know who made what comment.
Jim Jankowicz, I'm a resident of Stone Road.
Your name again, sir?
Jim Jankowicz.
Jankowicz.
Yes. Okay. And I'm a part-time resident, 6 months from Pennsylvania. And maybe I missed some of the meetings. I would like to know where the main trunk line is going as far as coming down Stone Lane or if it's coming across Vines Creek Village.
Okay. We'll see if we can get an answer for you.
John?
Mr. Ashman, can you answer that question?
If I'm following his question directly, you're asking where your lateral will come from or where the...
This would be my lot, sir.
There will be a line coming from Vines Creek Village between two of the parcels on Stone Road. Then there will be a line in Stone Road.
The line would also come down on that side?
Correct.
Okay, the water line stops here. Now, the sewer line can't run the same side of the street as the water line?
We have setback different distances. We need to stay from the water line, but we will be able to come down the road.
Yeah, but not on the big
line. I'll be able to come across Stone Road.
Right, it's not a financial issue.
You will be able to come off of Stone Road. They will offer you an opportunity to tell them where you would like the lateral connection placed.
Anyone else, Mr. Kramer?
Oh, Lord.
You're going to do your other business now, right?
Oh, God.
Do you live in that district?
Huh?
Put it on transmission.
My name is Dan Kramer. I tell you what, I don't very rarely agree with Cole, but I'll tell you one thing. I've said this for years. Why in the world, when these guys, these engineers here, so highly educated, but they sit on their brains instead of using it, and I also partially blame you guys, when you got a lot where you're forcing a main to go past, oh, the guy doesn't want to develop it, doesn't want to sell it, but you end up forcing him to sell it because he can't afford to pay his dumping fee and on a parcel that he doesn't use. There's no excuse that you can't sit down and divide it out amongst all the rest of them and bypass that property.
We do it for agricultural land.
That's my whole argument.
We do it.
If you're going to go past a farmer's land, then why isn't he forced into it to where then he's forced to sell his farmland? But oh no, that dumb idiot is so dad blamed stupid he ain't got enough brains to get out of wet weather. But the poor sucker here that owns that lot, doesn't want to develop it, he's forced into it. What's wrong with that picture?
I think we just heard that if he had come to the public hearing and made his case, he might have been able to.
No, you just had another thing.
Wasn't a public hearing. Public hearing was.
No, that wasn't a public hearing. I grant you, but you just had another case where the guy wanted out from 13 acres, and you're not even going
to
let him come out of it.
Fine. He didn't come to the public hearing.
Kramer, he only had one lot out of 13.
That's the. It doesn't matter.
It shouldn't come down to whether the man shows up.
If you have not developed that parcel. It should not be forced to pay for something you're not using. What's the logic here? Why in the world are you forcing people to use something that they're not going, they don't want to develop it, but yet you're forcing them, I think it was like $1,000 a year he's going to have to pay?
$800.
All right, let's take the $800. Would you like to pay $800 for something you're not using?
But you pay school taxes.
I pay $560.
Gentlemen, this is a public hearing. Mr. Kramer, this is his opportunity to say
You better believe it, and I'm going to use it, too. Because I'll tell you what, I think it stinks, and I'll tell you what, you guys stink right with it, because you're the guys who are forcing it.
You agreed with me. I don't stink, do I?
Gender don't agree with it, but I'm going to blister you later on anyhow. But that's beside the point. The point of it is, the matter is, the issue at the forefront right here. When these people come in, and if they're dumb enough that they want to go on sewer, hey, fine and dandy, let them go on their stupid sewer, which I think is stupid to start with. And then this DENREC wants to come down here and tell them if you're not on sewer, in some time in the future here, you're going to have to put these high-priced septic tanks in, and then every few years you got to pump it out. Well, you've done lost your whole process there because you've done killed your bacteria. Have a good day.
Dan, you've scared these people to death. They think you might be moving to their area.
Is there anyone else who would like to be heard pro or con, for or against this annexation? Let the record show.
Here comes that, somebody.
Yep, okay. You almost missed it.
What legislators we got our fireman? My name is James Smith. I'm the engineer of record for Vines Creek Village. I'm not sure where those last comments came from. We have taken out the one person. We're the ones who prepared the legal description and the plats for the Sussex Engineering, and we have removed the one person who objected from being included.
We understand that.
Thank you.
Anyone else, sir?
Why did they want to be removed? Do you know what? Do you have any idea?
No
idea.
I do not know that.
You were just told they wanted to be removed.
Is there anyone else who would like to be heard concerning this proposal?
Yeah. All right.
Let the record show that no one else has to be recognized.
Is that individual here that has that vacant parcel by any chance? Could you tell us why you don't want to be included?
He's sponsored me on here.
She's going to have to come forward.
You'd have to come up and if you choose to answer the question, you don't have to, but you need to come up and identify yourself and make it on the public record. Your name, please.
You'll be fine.
Gene Sparpaglione.
Yes, he is. He's representative.
Sparpaglione.
Oh, he's levy court.
Sorry, Sparpaglione.
You have a son that works for.
Are you in relation to Eddie Sparpaglione?
Yes.
Are you?
We know. No.
Conflict.
He's out of the hall.
Excuse me. What relation do you?
He He's my husband's nephew.
Okay.
That's pretty deep. Yeah.
Good.
And would you, Mr. Cole had asked why you wanted to be excluded, and
we just didn't feel the need to be on sewer. We've always tried and still do try to maintain our system properly. Once we finally learned out how you're supposed to maintain a system properly, we've never had any problems with it. And with our additional lot there, we bought the two lots, which ended up being one lot because by that time you had to have more land to be a lot. When we bought that, we just bought it basically because we didn't want anybody to build on top of us, and that increases the frontage of our lot by 3 times. So we just didn't feel the need, and we just really didn't want to be on the
okay.
So, but it wasn't. It was cost because the issue of cost of front footage cost on this.
We basically have additional lot there.
Right, I understand, but this is so reasonably priced because of the investments the developer has made there adjoining you. Do you realize the effect it's going to have, the negative effect if you try to sell something in the future, whether you try to sell your house and a lot.
Plan to sell
there you go. I'm just saying if
money
someday,
isn't everything, is it? Mm-hmm. Money isn't everything.
No, but the idea of having sewer or not having sewer.
With our septic system, why, when we have something that's operating perfectly fine, we maintain it, you know, properly and everything, get it pumped out every 3 years, why should we pay to have the same thing that we're getting for free, except we just pay to get it pumped out every 3 years and that's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Ma'am, are you aware of the future of what Mr. Kramer's talking about with DENRAC inspection fees? Every 3 years it's
going
to be.
Ain't going nowhere.
We get it pumped out every 3 years now.
But they're going to have a required inspection. It's going to be like $7,500 every 3 years, isn't it?
No, it'd be like $500 every 3 years.
This guy put the extended.
I only pay $100 and something now every 3 years.
Secondary treatment, yeah.
But he's talking about the fact that there has been a proposal made, not adopted, by which DENRAC would charge a fee to inspect your system.
No, DENRAC is going to do
even
it.
If you're having it pumped out.
Okay, well, the gentleman who pumps it out checks it for us to make sure everything's proper
and
okay.
But DENRAC's thinking of charging a fee of up to $500 to make sure you've done all that.
One day you wake up.
What would be the front footage on these lots, do you know? Off the top of your head, anybody?
It's on ours.
Yeah, did you remember a number? Anybody give you a number?
I do know what it was.
It's
100, but we've got an extra 200 that nothing is on. We just bought that because we didn't want anybody to
buy it. No, I'm just saying how much. There's a money. Cost associated with every front foot. And
transmission.
It's only 68 cents or something. It's actually going to be probably cheaper for you to go on the sewer.
Then they wouldn't pay...
And then plus $200 a year.
$1.52
times 100.
It would cost you $152 a year for just the front footage and another couple hundred dollars. You're only talking $300-$400 possibly a year. And one problem with that septic system, but I mean, you just don't. I don't get it. But
this is why you don't want to come up.
I don't think some people understand that maybe. What's going on?
But you have to replace $1,000 every 3 years, or you could pay $100 to get it pumped out every 3 years. I think you're making the right decision.
Well,
until the system fails. Then $10.
Well,
everybody dies sometimes.
It's your choice, ma'am. If you wish to still remain outside, that's all you need to say. If you wish to be included, that's all. Then we will include you.
No.
You don't wish to be included. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who wishes to be heard before we close the public hearing? Public hearing is closed. Do you have a motion or resolution to read? A resolution to extend the boundary of the Dagsburg-Frankford Sanitary Sewer District to include certain lots, pieces, or parcels of land situated southerly of State Route 26 and northerly of State Route 20, including Vines Creek Village and being in Dagsburg 100, Sussex County, Delaware.
Second. I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second Mr. Phillips, to approve the motion just read by Mr. Griffin, the attorney. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Cole?
Yeah.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Mrs. Webb.
This will be a quick morning.
for you again.
The first grant